Sharon.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Campersale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
I am making a sign to put in the lobby so people know where to find me. We are going to be in the auditorium today.
For what?
Drop-in Crafternoon. We're going to be decorating birdhouses.
This week on Library Beat, Karen is on vacation, and we miss her, but I get to attend Crafternoon.
Is it going to be a picture of a birdhouse?
Well, that's the goal, but we'll see how it turns out.
Okay.
Here, I'm hanging out with Aubrey Speer, also known as the Queen of Crafternoon.
Oh, yes, and that's the only thing I always want to. So if you call me Aubrey, I won't look at you.
That was a perfectly good birdhouse. Did I disturb you?
I wasn't happy with it, so I'm going to start over.
Would you describe yourself as a perfectionist?
Possibly. That could be one word that you could use to describe me. I'm trying to make it look like the birdhouses that we're doing today so that people aren't, you know,
right,
caught off guard when they get in there.
Yeah, they'll be like, well, where's the birdhouse on the sign?
Yeah, I wanted that one. Yeah, so I've been doing Crafternoon since June or July, so this past summer of 2022.
Yeah.
So we've been out there doing birdhouses. Does that look like a birdhouse to you?
Yes.
I'm glad you said that, because I don't think it looks like one. All right, auditorium. It's going to be from 2 to 4. So we'll stick it on there. We'll put this in the lobby. That way when people walk in, they know what we're doing in there. So if they want to just drop in, they can.
That's why it's called Drop-In Crafternoon.
Exactly. You don't have to register. I better put on here. It's for adults, though. We'll put it right here.
What is adult about it? Are there some disturbing themes?
Yes. We're really calling this Pimp My Birdhouse. So. Usually we just do this program for adults who are 18 and up, and just because I think it's nice for adults to have their own library programs to come and do.
Right, because there are lots of craft programs for kids and things too, so this is a chance to get away from the kids maybe.
Exactly, leave the kids at home and come do a craft.
Are you a pretty crafty person in general?
Yes, I love to do crafts. I do a lot of crafts at home. My sister-in-law and I and my mother-in-law, we all get together and do crafts like once a month, so we have like a whole craft night. Does this look good to you?
It looks perfect. Right. Yes.
Let's go. We'll
okay.
Stick her up front.
With our perfect sign and a trolley piled high with undecorated birdhouses, along with some glue guns and stencils and paint and all kinds of crafty goodies, Aubrey and I make our way to the auditorium. Along the way, we meet a patiently waiting Crafternooner in the lobby.
I'm Teresa Withers.
And you've been to Crafternoon before?
Yes, I have. I started when she first started. We did a earrings out of puzzle pieces.
Neat. Are there any other Crafternoons that you've been to?
Yes. She had a sign up in December that we did a lot of Christmas crafts. And I brought my daughter along with that, and we had snacks. And we did, a few weeks ago, we did a macrame. We did a magnetic board. I've got it on my refrigerator.
Neat.
But we love the library. I have 8 grandkids, and they're up here all the time, involved in things. 8 grandkids.
Whoa.
Yes. The next to the youngest one is 2, and he comes to the toddler time on Fridays. And then the others are involved with age-appropriate activities for them. I can't think of what it is.
They have lots of crafts for kids. Too.
Yes, lots of crafts.
Aubrey was saying this is specifically for adults, so it's a chance to get away from them if you want to.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, it's lots of fun, and she is an awesome teacher. So.
Okay. Very good.
Once we're in the auditorium, we start setting up crafting stations and the hot glue guns, which terrify me a little bit as a non-crafter. And Aubrey has a very specific and thoughtful way of putting out the newspapers to catch people's paint on the tables.
I try to avoid putting out the obituaries because it's a little bit dark. It kind of dampens the mood for Crafternoon. We try to keep it lighthearted and fun in here.
Crafternoon is just supposed to be kind of up and happy.
Exactly.
And you don't want to have to think about.
Exactly. This is supposed to kind of reset you and let you go back to life refreshed, except if you come here and you see a bunch of dead people on the newspapers, then that's defeats the purpose.
And then on the next table, you're putting out some other crafting supplies, some acrylic paint.
Yes, putting out some paint. I brought out a ton of colors so that there's lots of options. And we've got some hot glue guns set up in case anybody wants to glue something onto their birdhouse. We're going to have paintbrushes and everything set up at the table. So everything should be ready for the crafters when they get here. So they don't have to do anything, no hard work.
Right.
Unless crafting is hard, then that counts. But
have you ever had any sort of hot glue gun accidents?
Oh, yes. Am I allowed to say that on here? Yes. I didn't burn them with the hot glue gun. Let me just say outright, it wasn't me. But somebody put some hot glue on something, and they tried to squish it down with their finger once they put it on, and I was like, no, don't do that, don't do that.
It's called hot glue.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of people, I'm surprised, haven't ever worked with hot glue before.
I never have, and I would not trust myself with a hot glue gun.
Well,
I think you would need like some kind of special license.
You know, maybe this is why this program is for adults. You know.
And you've also got some bags of, like, foliage?
Yeah, yes. It's just some leaves we had left over from, like, fake leaves. They're not real.
Right.
Some fake leaves and little fake pine cones. I don't know. They might be real pine cones.
They could be. And then, like you said, some little picket fences, which
yes.
is kind of a nice touch.
Yeah, these are just some things that I found upstairs where we keep all of our craft stuff, and I wanted to put them out here in case anybody wants to decorate their birdhouse with foliage.
Are you looking for a physical therapist in Hot Springs? Local therapist Jason Wagnon has opened his own clinic right on the corner of Central Avenue and Amity Road. Wagnon Physical Therapy is dedicated to providing personalized care for patients. Whether suffering from a recent injury, preparing for or recovering from surgery, or dealing with a problem you've had for years, give them a call at 501-701-4339 to set up an appointment today.
Once everything's set up, the crafternooners start drifting in, and they're all very excited to be there and get their birdhouses and get started. I asked several of them if they would mind talking to the podcast, but it seems like the crafternooners are an introverted lot, and I definitely respect their privacy. Most of them just got started painting their birdhouses, and they did a beautiful job. However, one of the crafternooners did agree to talk to me. This is Judy.
No one's going to see you.
Okay.
It's only audio with your lovely voice.
Oh, yeah.
So have you come to Crafternoon before?
Yes.
What have you made?
I made a hanging pot.
A macrame.
Macrame, yeah, a macrame pot. And I think that's all. The last time I came, it was canceled.
Oh, Aubrey was sick one time, and I'm sure everyone was disappointed. Yeah.
But I enjoy it, and it's all different each time, so it's a new idea.
Do you have special plans for your birdhouse?
Probably not, other than to set it to show.
Right.
I don't think birds would live in it.
Well, they might. You never know.
Well,
it depends on how you decorate it. If you decorate it right.
Birds need bigger holes and no stoppers. They don't use doorknobs.
All right. Well, maybe it's just for decoration.
It's for decoration, then. So I can set it on the counter or something.
And to enjoy the crafting experience.
Exactly. Yeah. Or give it to someone expecting friend as a present.
All right, well, I will leave you to it. You've got your work cut out for you.
Yes, I do.
Judy went on to very neatly paint her birdhouse red with a beautiful flower motif that I think no bird could resist. While the painting and visiting continued, I had one last question for Aubrey.
Has there ever been a fight at Crafternoon?
You know, only when there haven't been enough spots for you to come in and do the awesome craft we're doing that day.
Right. Okay.
Normally they can be persuaded, though.
So this seems like a pretty peaceful group, but I did hear someone say, oh, you got your paint in my paint.
You got your paint in my paint! As long as we don't actually start throwing hands, it should be fine.
There were no fights at Crafternoon. It was a very peaceful bunch, and everyone seemed like they were having a great time. I needed to leave, but I left the crafters in great hands. I did find out later, though, that there was a slight hot glue incident, so that's always something to watch out for, and I'm glad I didn't have to witness that. since we recorded this, Aubrey has decided to make Crafternoon available to more people. There are a lot of people who can't come during the day, so she is instituting something new called Crafter Hours. So for that program and for all our other programs, be sure to check our website at gclibrary.com to get all the details. Karen will be back next week along with our trivia challenge. I didn't have the heart to do it without her. I want to thank Aubrey and Teresa and Judy and all the Crafternooners for letting me be a fly on the wall. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.